Welcome to the Radiant Springs Church Podcast. Check out our website at radiantsprings.com for more information about us. If you are challenged with what you hear on this podcast, come join us on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock for our contemporary worship, message, fellowship, and coffee. Radiant Springs, refreshing, relevant, real.
But it's a privilege to be here this morning. My name is Jay Johnson, and I'm the youth pastor here at Radiant Springs Church. To those of you that I haven't met this morning, thank you. So it's great to see all of you this morning. I know it's been a rough week for myself. My team finally lost. It was rough, but you know, hey, the guys did amazing. They had a great season, and like our T-shirts say, we're not done yet. We're gonna come back next year and shake it up again. So. People are a little scared of us now. So, but yeah, today is Mother's Day, and what I wanted to do this morning, because I'm a very emotional person, and I don't like crying in front of people. I thought I'm gonna go a little bit on a funnier side, but because I knew my mom was gonna be here. And gracias por venir, madre. Te quiero muchísimo. Feliz día de las madres, and happy Mother's Day to everyone else. But this morning, what I want to talk about, since it is Mother's Day this morning, I want to talk about how moms are truly the real-life superheroes in our lives. And, no, seriously, they really are. I mean, when I was a little kid, I even thought about that when I was little. So I kind of looked up some verses. I actually don't have them up there. I looked up some verses that can kind of help me to prove how these women are real-life superheroes. I mean, we all have these special gifts and everything, but I kind of wanted to look up some stuff in the Bible to kind of prove these powers that these wonderful women in our lives have. I looked it up, and it was in Mark 16, verses 17 through 18. And that verse says, "And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink poison or anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." So Christian moms, when I read this, I felt like they had similar powers. I mean, they're not really casting out demons and or doing anything like that. I mean, their powers are not like Superman or Spider-Man, like the emblems we have up there, but they're pretty close to that. For example, when my brother was younger, he would throw temper tantrums like crazy. I would swear that he was demon-possessed. And I'm serious. Like, he would just throw himself on the ground. He'd be kicking and screaming and crying. I'd be, like, looking at him, and I thought, how are we going to stop him? Because nothing would stop him from crying. But the only thing that would stop him from crying, and then it's no joke, my mom would run up to him, pick him up, and, Dios mío, mi niño, qué le hicieron? He would stop. Just by those simple words, Dios mío, they would stop. So in my opinion, it was like casting out demons, right? So... So then on top of that, not only was my mom that amazing, she would also kill scorpions, tarantulas, and she would also chase el cucuy. Do you guys know what el cucuy is? And that's Spanish for the devil. So my mom would actually chase the devil out of the closets and out of a dark room. So that's, my mom was a superhero to me in that point. So, and but the funniest part is, and she's right there, my mom would also rebuke the coffee table that my sister Karina would bump her head on. But that the most impressive part about this amazing woman is that she would cook, she would clean, she would do everything she had. She would hold two jobs, and then she would come back home and do the stay-at-home mom job as well. But then she would have enough composure to still maintain a smile. So when we would come home, she would smile, give us a kiss, and say, "I love you." And it was an immaculate house. I don't even know how she would do that. So yeah, Christian moms are also faster than superheroes, than Flash or Quicksilver. Yeah, I know all the superheroes. I was a nerd when I was younger. So they are the only ones that can cook breakfast, feed everyone in the house, put out the trash that dad forgot to put out, get the kids to school on time, do the laundry, clean the house, cook dinner, serve it, help the kids with homework, and still have time to spend with the Lord at the end of the day. But what is scary is that Christian moms do things that dads can't do. They have more power than dads, and I have experienced that day in and day out. Even if dads say yes to anything, you still have to ask mom. She has the last word. And if you try to go against it, guys, you will wind up on the couch. Christian moms are filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives them discernment to know when Isabel is lying, or when I was lying to my mom, to know how to question their children to get the information they need. The fruit of the Spirit is evident in their lives. Galatians 5:22-23 says, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And all of these gifts are evident in our mothers day in and day out. Christian moms have all these gifts that the Holy Spirit has provided. And it talks about in 1 Corinthians 12:8 through 10, which is wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles by the Spirit of God, discernment of spirit, and even interpretation of tongues. You know how when a baby is speaking in his baby language, you want to know what it is? Ask a mom. She will let you know what they're talking about. When they're crying, she knows when they're hungry or when they need their diaper change. If you ask a guy, we have no clue. Trust me. Christian moms love their children like God loves them unconditionally. But out of all the powers that I have talked about thus far, there are two that stick out to me are the most powerful powers that my mom proved to me and all my brothers and sisters, which is the power of prayer and the power of patience. Because if I'm your kid, you need all those put together. There's no question that moms' lives can be chaotic, but moms always find time to pray. And my mom was a great example of that. That is an example of what makes our mothers superheroes. Sometimes we are too busy, and we always find excuses and why we're tired that we can't find time to pray because we're so stressed out. But my mom would always find time to pray. Yet these chaotic times that I'm talking about, these are the days that we need to talk with God the most. When you pray for yourself, for your kids, or others in need, you can't help but feel the sense of God's love for you and your family. You're reminded of his awesome power and how capable he is of handling your situation. You begin to feel the love, joy, peace that comes to us from God's Spirit. The Apostle Paul talked about this, and he wrote, "I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede in their behalf, and give thanks for them, so that we can live peaceful and quiet lives, marked by godliness and dignity." And that is in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 2. Certainly that applies to our mothers and their kids. Pray for your kids so you can live peacefully and have quiet lives. And trust me, we all want that, especially kids around the house. Jesus, even though he was never a mother, he was a great model for the importance of praying for children. The Bible says when people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them, the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." And that's Matthew 19:13-14. My mother always prayed for me. In fact, it was one of her answered prayers that kept me alive. After my car accident, when doctors said that there was no chance for me to ever walk again or be a normal, healthy 18-year-old, my mother prayed. Before that, when I was hanging out with friends that I wasn't supposed to, being a rebellious kid, my mom would always pray. When I would come home and I would walk into the room, there was always a crack on her door in her bedroom. And when I would walk in there, after we had fought and fought, she was always at the edge of her bed praying for me. And because of her, I stand here in front of you delivering a message as a youth pastor who was not lost. And it's all thanks to her prayers. Mothers are equipped with not only the power of prayer, but the power of patience. The Bible says that it's in the simplest term, love is patient, which is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. And that certainly applies to a mother's love for her children. In fact, parenthood provides a unique opportunity to discover the real meaning of patience. If you want God to give you wisdom, you ask for it, you pray for it. If you want strength, you will pray for it. But if you want patience, I ask you, please be careful, because God will provide you two twin daughters that will drive you crazy and teach you what patience really is. I really feel that 1 Corinthians verse is basically saying that patience is like taking a long time to boil. So taking a long time to boil. Think about a pot that is boiling. The water boils quickly when the flame is high. It boils slowly when the flame is low. Patience is meant when the burner is on low. You must keep that burning low, or keep it on low. Patience isn't clueless. Patience isn't clueless. Being patient doesn't mean you ignore misbehavior. It just keeps the flame on low. It waits, it listens, it's slow to boil. The Bible puts it this way: everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. That is James 1:19. And that is the power every supermom has, especially mine. My mother has always said it isn't easy. Patience isn't easy, and it doesn't come naturally. But when we stop listening and start shouting angry threats and raise our voices, it crushes our kids' spirits and teaches them to act the same way. Thankfully, patience is a fruit of the Spirit, of God's Spirit. So the more you rely on the power of prayer, the more power your patience will be. And remember what the Bible says. God is being patient with you. That is 2 Peter 3:9. If God is being patient with you, then surely you can pass that patience onto your children. Finally, in addition to the power of prayer, the power of patience, I think supermoms understand the power of time and also playtime. Making time for God and their families is the top priority in their lives. Let me share a scripture with you that I think was written specially with mothers in mind. It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working, for God gives rest to his loved ones. Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him, and that is Psalms 127:2-3. I think the point of this verse is that God doesn't intend for you to work 24/7, Mom. Rather, God wants you to relax a little and enjoy your children, especially while they're little, because they grow up so quickly and so fast. And for some moms, this is a real challenge. I don't care if you're a stay-at-home mom or a working mom or a single mom. Your job is tough, and I know that. I have seen it from both sides of a stay-at-home mom and a working mom. I've watched my mom work those two jobs that I said and come home and take care of us day in and day out. She never had any time for herself, but yet she had made sure that there was clothing on her back, a roof over our heads, and food on our table. So I watched that, and I know what a super mom really is. But to know how hard that is, you have to step into their shoes. And guys, I stepped into their shoes for 5 years. I stayed at home with my kids. It was a privilege. I would never regret it, but I can tell you it was one of the toughest jobs I've ever done. I've done construction work. I've done farm work, and I've done all different types of jobs, and I can tell you that the stress of staying at home is by far the greatest stress that I've ever felt and have ever gone through, because it's a never-ending battle against dirty diapers, dirty dishes, piles of laundry, crayon-covered walls. And earlier this week, my wife and I discovered that our 6-year-old daughter, Elena, had wanted to get her sisters in trouble, so she actually wrote their names all over the wall. So trust me, it's a never-ending battle. God knows that moms can work nonstop from early in the morning until late at night. But God doesn't want you ladies to make your to-do list to take a priority in your life, and so you're not able to enjoy your families and your life with these kids. Someone once said, good moms have dirty dishes, messy kitchens, sticky floors, and happy kids. The point, of course, isn't that it's better to live in a messy house, but that it's better to get behind a little bit in your chores than to miss out on playing freeze tag, building Lego mansions, coloring pictures that will hang on refrigerator doors with pride. I bet I'm not the only one here this morning who could write a paragraph out about what makes your wife or your mother a supermom. And listen, being a supermom doesn't mean being a perfect mom. There's no such thing, really. But my mom comes pretty close. But if you rely on the power of prayer, trusting in God to give you patience to endure the tough times, and take time away from chores and everyday demands to play with your kids, I promise you that if you give them love in that time, they can also grow up and think that their mother is a supermom just like I have. In conclusion, all moms are special, but Christian moms have an edge because of their relationship with the Lord. Maybe you're not a mom, Or maybe you didn't have a super mom growing up. I think that's the one reason God gave us the church. When Jesus' disciple told him that his mother and his brothers were looking for him, he responded by pointing to the room full of believers, and he said, "Look at all these. They are my mothers and my brothers. Anyone who believes and does my will of my Father in heaven is my brother and my sister and my mother." Matthew 12:49-50. The church is God's eternal family, and he wants you to be a part of it. Let us honor our mothers on this Mother's Day and always give them the respect that they deserve. Moms are a gift from God, and that's why we need to cherish them. This morning, what I would like to do to end this message and to end this service, I would like all the moms to actually come up to the front and line up here, and I want their families, if they're with them, I would like them to actually pray for these moms to show them how much we appreciate and what a blessing they are to us in our lives. So if you guys can make your way up here, we can end the service by praying for you. And thank you for coming this morning.